Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Chewy, let me ask you a question.
Absolutely.
As a man, if you had 7.83 inches, would you be happy?
Of snow? Yeah.
This is not snow.
Oh, you're talking like...
Talking like what?
Well, what? 7.83 inches of what?
It's Ozzy. Not that Ozzy. Ozzy the French Bull Mastiff from Oklahoma. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, his tongue is 7.83 inches.
Well...
And it's... I was looking at him this morning. I had him on the news, and he lays there and he's like,
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, yeah. No, it doesn't even hang straight out of his mouth. It's off to the side. It's kind of.
I think
limp.
You have to. You can't really put it because then it'd be like in your way all the time. I wouldn't want a big tongue.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like have you ever had a swollen tongue?
Well, I bit my tongue before.
No, but like, have you ever gotten sick and like an allergic reaction and your tongue swells a little bit? Oh, yeah. And you're like, oh, I got a big tongue. You know, it's like, that's not fun. I don't think I'd want that.
So you would talk like, like that?
Yeah, all the time.
But Ozzy here, 7.83 inches.
Yeah. Well,
it can't be healthy, though. It looks all wrinkly. I saw it. Yeah. It was all wrinkly looking.
Well, it's always hanging out of his mouth.
Right, it's
and
dry.
Stuff.
It's not getting saliva on it all the time.
Yeah, and that's it. With a smaller tongue.
It stays in your mouth.
Stays in your mouth. The whole thing is wet all the time.
Right.
And that, which goes to show that bigger is not always better.
Correct. We learned that today about Ozzy the French Bull Mastiff.
Yeah, because like I said, you want to get the whole thing soaked.
I'm reading further down the story here. It says he rarely licks himself because he can't. It just flaps. You know?
Exactly.
It's like when doing there.
There's nothing there.
He prefers nose rubs over slobbery kisses. That's what he would do. Because like, ah! He's just hanging. 549.
Nose rubs over his... Wait. He prefers getting his nose rubbed or he prefers rubbing you with his nose?
Rubbing you with his nose.
Yeah, I was going to say, because again, your tongue's too long at that point.
Yeah, it's like,
how long? What is that? Like that? Guys are no good at measuring. What is that? That tongue like that big?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. He's holding up his fingers.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to go like this. Well, I guess 8 inches is probably what I'm holding up.
Anyhow.
Which, that's a long tongue.
It's a long tongue.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.